want to offer my respect and I guess kudos that you are all dedicating to this time of practice, of this meditation retreat, making an effort towards mindfulness far beyond what most people will ever do. So that's wonderful. And I hope that your meditation goes deep, and I hope that you experience a lot of peace. Maybe even samadhi or the jhanas. That'd be great. When I was a lay person, I too went on 10-day meditation retreats before I ordained. I went on about 7 of those retreats. And yes, there were really, really good retreats where it just felt so wonderful and even life-changing and inspiring from that practice. And that's what inspired me to become a monk, to ordain as a Buddhist monk. Now, one of the kind of frustrations that I faced was once the retreat was over and I returned back to my regular life, it was hard to keep that mindfulness going and keep that peace going. It was easy to lose it. And I was always kind of surprised and almost like frustrated, you know, like how easy it was to lose. It didn't seem fair. I did all this work on the meditation retreat, all this effort. Then in like a finger snap, all that peace was gone. What did I do that was so wrong? It just wasn't fair. And it's taken me a long time to slowly learn the skills that are needed to keep that peace alive. Like we cannot always expect the world to provide these ideal conditions for practice, where we don't have to talk to anybody, we don't have to deal with anybody. We're away from our family, we're away from our boss, we're away from difficult people, and it's easier to practice. But just wait, you're going to go back to those difficult people. So here's a few little tips that I've learned, or at least I am learning it, you know. It turns out to be kind of necessary. The Buddha does speak of this very briefly in the suttas, if you know where to look. Very briefly, but it turns out to be super important. There is a sutta called the Kala Karama Sutta, and I won't get into it right now. But I'm going to just lift a couple of lessons out of there real fast. You know, if you want a sutta reference, that's the reference. Now, the first thing I would say as a tip is always try to stay within the current context, okay? When you go back to your family, you go back to your job or whatever, whoever you are with, wherever you are, that is your current context, okay? Like, who's around you? What's around you? What's within your proximity? Okay, like 10 meters around you, 20 meters around you. What is physically nearby you? That is what's within proximity. And that is the context you are in. And I say stay as best you can within that context. Avoid talking about things outside that context. Don't talk about people in other cities, or events in other places, or history lessons, or the future, or anything. Try to stay in the context, the not just the present, but the immediate situation you're in, okay? That's part of staying in the present moment. And not only, that's tip number one. Tip number two, I'll only give you two today because our food's sitting here right in front of us, okay? Only two today. Tip number two, not only should you speak the truth, you should speak the truth of the moment, okay? What is true in this moment? Okay, so right now the food is sitting there in front of us. We can smell it. We want to taste it. That's the truth of the moment. And, you know, I'm not going to drag on with this Dhamma talk and, you know, keep you away from that food. So that's the truth of the moment, you see? What is happening in your immediate context, and speak the truth of the moment. What would be caring to say, kind to say with the people you're with? And what is something like relevant and happening now, if you're going to say anything at all? Okay, that's the truth of the moment. And speaking less is a good idea. If you can get away with not saying something, you probably should just say, stay silent. Yeah, that can be the truth of the moment too. It's just silence. Nothing needs to be said. Okay? All right, so those are your two tips. You will keep your peace way better if you can learn those.